4 HKX. Mobile.
KN4GFW.
Didn't think about that in the excursion. I'm covering ground much quicker.
You covered ground pretty quick in that truck. I had a hard time keeping up with you.
I get in it and it's just like driving a pickup truck to me.
On the fly, I don't care what flag you fly, it doesn't bother me none. I mean, it's a free country, or it used to be free.
But it's the same way with everything. Everybody wants to tell everybody else what they can do, and no. If you don't like it, separate yourself. You don't have to be around it. You have choices in this country to go do something else.
So there stops today?
Part, I'll probably skip over a few of them. Most of them I've already talked to about it, and they know what's going on. So, we'll see. And I'm sure I'll get some phone calls about needing this or wanting that and something. So, we'll probably have to adjust tomorrow and figure out what we're going to do to take stuff back.
What's up? Give me a sec.
Different credit card Susan wanted me to carry, and for whatever reason my badge won't work when it's in my billfold. You gotta take that card out in order for my badge to work. That is some kind of RFI blocker on it or something.
Yeah, it's one of them Apple ones. I guess it's like a kind of like a metal style card or whatever. And that it was giving me a fit at the pump this morning. I couldn't get it to work. Had to use my other.
Apple cards, they're made out of metal or something, so that definitely blocks the other cards from working.
In my billfold, the other, it ain't gonna work. None of the doors worked or anything.
Be leaving that thing somewhere else.
It's because it keeps track of everything, and it gives you a total, and it's, you know, it gives you an instant receipt and everything.
Well, the guys in the route have them. The first time I seen one, I'm like, what kind of card is this? Because, you know, you're used to the plastic. And that thing's metal and rigid. I'd have it bent all to pieces in my wallet.
And then it doesn't have a number printed on it or anything. And so, you know, it makes it a little more user-friendly. You can ask for a new card, and you get it, a new number within minutes.
Got to send the information to the chip on it, right?
Well, I'm going to 373. I'm sitting here parked in the spot, get my party started. And you have an awesome day and be safe out there. Maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
73 Ken, KO4 HKX. Hope you have a great day.
KF4 NXY.
David, but I'll be around for a little while.
As to which one does what. You gonna be running your truck route today?
I'm running my route today, but I am not in the tool truck. I'm in my personal excursion, the short bus I call it. And so I'll be running it and it, trying to cover a little extra ground so I can get 4 days into three.
I thought that was kind of what you were saying. You'll get things done a little faster in that vehicle versus the truck, the bigger truck.
I've actually had it take longer trying to do things, but I don't know. It just, some days when you want it to go quick, it just won't happen.
I can imagine, because, you know, the people you're dealing with, they might got to scratch your heads a little bit and decide which tools they want that day.
So what's your big plans for the week?
Not sure exactly. Kind of waiting on the boss to get up and tell me what to do.
You might want to be quiet then, because it's cold outside.
always suggest indoor things.
Have you had any plans for Thanksgiving if you were going to see family or something like that?
Not really. Most Thanksgivings, it works out where it's just me and her, and you know, we just, you know, maybe do a little meal here at the house or go out and eat something somewhere. Both our parents, her parents passed away, and my parents passed away, and my brothers have passed away, so it's not a whole lot of relatives left to get together with.
That, I'm getting the same way myself. Not much left to go visit. I got some, but not much.
Got a few on her side of the family, and they, you know, they've kind of made plans with their children and everything. So yeah, just we're gonna have a good Thanksgiving, just the two of us.
That's good. It'll probably be me at the house by myself this year. So my wife's got plans to go do something with one of her aunts and cousins or something. I'm not exactly sure what it was.
Sometimes, you know, there's, you know, sometimes you gotta go check on some other relatives. My sister-in-law, kind of, you know, seeing how she's going to be doing, because it's going to be the first Thanksgiving and Christmas without her husband. You know, my youngest brother passed on, so going to see how that works out. And but everybody else is fairly close. You know, my wife's relatives live fairly close, so it won't be hard to get together with them come Christmas. And you know, we have activities going on at the church. We'll have a Christmas cantata and all that. So, you know, that'll keep us kind of busy come a little closer into Christmas.
You got somebody to go meet with and check on? And yeah, the church helps out a lot. They got we got a little Christmas play or cantata, whatever you want to call it, to do. And then we have a Christmas dinner together, a Christmas party where they give out Christmas gifts. And we have somebody dress up like Santa for the kids, and everybody has a good time with it.
Speaking of Santa, I got a brother-in-law that, you know, he's the perfect Santa Claus. Matter of fact, he even went out to Colorado. They have a training thing out there for the mall Santa Clauses, and he did that for a few years. And you know, he's got a white beard and white hair, and when kids see him at the restaurant, that they get kind of quiet and look at him real hard. So you know, it's kind of neat, you know, the way that works out.
That'd definitely be fun, watching the kids' eyes light up. Not quite sure if it is or isn't.
He's great with kids, so, you know, it works out pretty good. If they're misbehaving in the restaurant, he'll say, you know, Santa Claus is watching you, and they straighten up right quick, and the parents usually appreciate it.
Most of them do. I'm sure there's one or two out there that wouldn't know.
Yeah, you just never know. You kind of got to, you know, kind of read the situation before you say anything and then go from there.
About that, David. I had a big yawn sneak up on me there.
I need to get over here to my cup of coffee. It's getting a little cold, so you have a good morning, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4 NXY, clear on your final.
Okay. 713 is David. Good to talk to you this morning, and you take care and have a good day. KO4 HGX.